It's Monday morning, Heart Breakfast with Jim and Emma, and we're thrilled to be joined by the most recognisable voice in the country.
Ever.
Ever.
Peter Dixon's on the line. Good morning, Peter.
Yes, good morning. It's time to face Jim and Emma.
Oh, my God.
I love it. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited, too, just to be on Heart Cambridge. It's nice. Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're very, very well. And it's just a thrill to talk to you, Peter, because we hear you so regularly on the TV all the time, and now you're on our show. Wow.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Some would say too regularly.
I'm
still working on
done.
News at 10.
Yeah, oh, gosh, can you imagine? That would be great, wouldn't it? Absolutely brilliant. I love that idea. What do you normally do, Peter? Do you go to the TV studios and sit in a little sound booth at the side, or do you do it all from your own home?
I do indeed, Jim. I spend most of my time sitting in what would otherwise be described as a padded cell and the soft walls where you can't harm yourself, flinging yourself around.
Do you not have any friends, Peter?
Am I painting a pathetic enough picture?
Now, obviously, your most recognisable stuff, I suppose, would be The X Factor. That would be the highest ratings show you do.
Yeah, certainly The X Factor and Britain's Got Talent, two of the biggest shows on TV currently. I mean, 20 million people tuning in on a Saturday night. Yeah, that would be pretty much one of the biggest light entertainment shows on telly. The X Factor just goes from strength to strength, doesn't it? I mean, it's just amazing.
Now, we need to let you into a little secret, Peter, because Jim would like to be you, I think that's fair to say. And whenever The X Factor's on, he does an impression of you. So if you'd be kind enough to do it, you can kind of judge for yourself, really.
Oh, I can't believe you've just done that.
Now, come on, Jim, you're not going to wriggle out of this one. We want to hear your impression.
Let's do JLS.
Do your JLS one. Go on.
All right, okay.
And then I'll do one. I'll do one after you.
All right, then.
Here we go.
It's JLS.
There you go, Peter. It's not that bad, is it, really? What do you reckon?
Mike, I'll do my favourite one first. This is my favourite one of yours ever, Peter.
Okay, go on then.
Okay. It's Ridian.
What about Rachel?
Rachel Adedeji.
Rachel. Oh, I love Rachel. I was so disappointed. I was gutted when she got knocked out of the competition so early on.
Such a great
name. Because I just enjoyed saying her name so much every Saturday night.
Come on,
Rachel Adedeji.
Oh, that's how it's done. Oh, I'm just so embarrassed.
Oh, I loved her. Yeah, she's funny. And then, you know, even today, all through the winter when I was a bit depressed and it was gloomy in the morning, I was sitting in my kitchen and I would, just to cheer myself up, I'd often shout her name out around the house.
Well, we play a game in our house. We play a game whenever you do your announcement, we tag a line on. So for Rachel Adedeji, it was, Rachel Adedeji plays the ukulele.
I had one of those as well. Do you remember one of the contestants, Diana Vickers?
Diana Vickers.
Every time I said Diana Vickers' name, in my head, I could hear me saying, I would go, Diana Vickers! And in my head, a little voice would go, where's no knickers? And I was so terrified that one night I would come out with it on air.
Oh, Peter, that's
I'd love
joyful.
To see the look on her face.
Oh, God, could you imagine?